Good evening. You are now tuned into the Night Shift Podcast. I'ma bring it to you live. What's going on, everybody? This is A-Dot Carter and my boy P-Dot Moss. We had some technical difficulties, so he'll be tuning in next week. But anyway, what's going on with everybody tonight? How's the night shift? What's going on? Feel free to comment up under my group page called the Night Shift Podcast, the Night Shift Podcast group, which is on Facebook. Yes, which is on Facebook. Feel free to comment to join the group and to interact with everybody that's inside the group. So how's everybody weekday been? Work week. Yeah, mine's been heavy, you know, big changes, traveling to and from, back and forth, all around, you know, same get down as everybody else's get down, you know, just trying to make those ends meet, you know, bills got to be paid, you feel what I'm saying? And each and every day, you know, we got to make a way. So for those that's out there working, doing what they do, big ups to you. Those that's out there on that 9 to 5 on the night shift. Yes, and I said this, night shift. Push through. So yes, I'm gonna hit y'all with the week 2 scores. Thursday, the Browns played the Cincinnati Bengals, which was Browns 35, Bengals 30. Also, the Bears versus the New York Giants. Today's final score was the Bears 17, New York Giants 13. Oh, my goodness. Today's final score from the Eagle and Rams game. Today's score, Eagles 19, Rams 37. And today's game, I heard a lot about this game. Like I said, I was at work. I couldn't really tune in how I wanted to tune in. How my schedule was set up. It's hard for me to see a Sunday game unless I get to NFL.com. But you know how that go. I only can probably watch it during the break. And sometimes I be in certain areas to where I don't get no reception. So like I said, feel free to leave a voicemail. Feel free to leave a comment. Feel free to comment under the Night Shift Podcast group, and I will approve your request. Me and my guy Paul, one of us will approve the request. Sorry, y'all. But today's final score of the Falcons and Cowboys game, and I heard that was just a battle within itself. I heard that the Cowboys were down. Y'all know what I'm talking about, like down heavy. And they came back and beat the Falcons 40-39. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Carolina Panthers 31-17. You got your Niners and your Jets. Niners 31, forever faithful. And your New York Jets 13. I believe that there was an injury that took place today. Like I said, I don't want to give y'all the wrong information. So y'all tap in with me on that. Leave a comment, leave a message. I'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. Also, we got the Broncos and the Steelers, which was 26-21. Good job, Steelers, on the 2-0 run, you know. Jaguars and the Titans, 33-30. Titans took that. Then we got the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers, 42-21. Packers took that. Then we got your Bills and your Miami Dolphins, 31-28. Bills took that one. And your Vikings and Colts, 28-11. Indianapolis Colts with the win. Then you got your Washington and your Arizona Cardinals, 30-15. Cardinals took that win. Then we got your Baltimore Ravens and your Houston Texans, 16-33. Ravens on top. They won. And today's game that I heard about up and down through social media, as the Chiefs and Chargers was going at it, and it ended in OT, the final. The Kansas City Chiefs, 23, and the LA Chargers, 20. Also, we got the Seahawks and the Patriots. I heard that that man, Russell Wilson, was doing his thing as a QB, you know what I mean? But 35-30. Also, we the Saints and the Raiders will be playing tomorrow at 5:15. So be watching that game, the Saints and the Raiders. Oh, that's going to be a good game. You know, I know a lot of Raider fans, Raider Nation in the house. I know them. And then we got your Saints. I know a lot of them as well, too. So I will keep y'all posted. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, let's get straight into today's topic. You feel what I'm saying? Let's get into it. And tonight's topic is, and I got to hit y'all with this, why do the other party, baby mother, or the mother of your kids, or the baby father, or the father of your kids, tend to put your business or put their business on social media? Don't really understand that. You feel what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I'm no saint. And I also believe there's two sides to a story. You know, people are going to feel how they're going to feel. And people going to vent how they're going to vent at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Some people utilize this platform as an outlet for them to vent. You know, it's like a open log diary. Let the people in on your thoughts. And you look out for certain people's advice, opinions, whatever. I see that. But at the same time, I feel as though certain things should not be aired out on social media. Like, for instance, if you're going through something with the kid's mother or the kid's father, I believe that that should be discussed between y'all. Or even if that party does tend to put that type of image out there, you feel what I'm saying? It don't mean that you need to react into it, because for one, you're gonna have everybody in the world and everybody that ain't got no good entrance or no good things to say weigh in on what y'all got going on. You know what I mean? What you and that person got going on is something that y'all should work out amongst each other. The whole world don't need to see what y'all be talking about, but it happens. You feel what I'm saying? I just hope that you take the time to really reevaluate the situation. Was it that deep to where you had to come out on social media and put her on blast or put him on blast? Whatever the situation is, I ain't here to judge you. You feel what I'm saying? I got love for you. I ain't here to judge you. I got love for you. But at the same time, we got to be adults about the situation at hand, period. You know what I mean? We got to do better communicating. As a whole, we gotta do better, period. You know what I mean? Because not only that other adults tend to see that, but if your kids are of age and have some type of social media page like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, etc., they can see what's going on. They can look into that, and you know what I'm saying? Right now, that's not a good look. I mean, don't get me wrong, yeah, they probably see a whole bunch of other stuff on social media because the world is just so open, like I said before. But at the same time, you don't have to promote that. You feel what I'm saying? You don't have to open that door, because your kids will become young teens, and young teens will become young adults. And the best way you can handle that situation is conducting yourself as that parent, as that lead, as that head. You feel what I'm saying? And explain that to them the best way possible. Now, when your kids get grown, you feel what I'm saying? Then that's on them. But at the end of the day, you knew what you installed in them. But if you just doing, you know, off the wall type stuff, ratchet stuff, talking about your baby daddy this, your baby mama that, that's why you do this, that's why you do that, you gotta really sit back and think about you, you gotta think about yourself. Well, you know, it was just cool just a week ago. You feel what I'm saying? It was just good 3 days ago, it was just good last night, it was just good this day and the third, and all of a sudden, you feel what I'm saying? It's a bother, it's a problem. So we gotta dig deep within ourselves and really just handle problems off the air. You feel what I'm saying? So stay strong, real talk. Do not let your situations weaken one another. Talk it out. You feel what I'm saying? Figure it out. And I'm heavy on that because I see it on my timeline all the time. You know what I mean? And this is things that I just be looking like, shh, dang, you know what I mean? I wish I could be more help, but at the same time, you know, that man don't bless mess, and I don't even try to be a part of that mess. You feel what I'm saying? And at the same time, when I tell you something, it's up to you if you're going to listen and act on it, or you just going to walk away and just put a cap on it. You know what I mean? I just look at it like that. Heavy. You feel what I'm saying? But let me get away from that, man. I'm about to head into my next segment, which is, like I said before, books. I told y'all I was going to be heavy. But my grandfather, Dave Gray, also known as Alabama Fats, also known as Pure Shape. Rest in peace to my grandfather. He passed away in February 2017. And he has a book out called Telling It All. Basically, his life as a con man. You might know those games that be going around in the cities, like Three Card Molly, you know what I mean? All types of hustling games. Well, my grandfather was one of those that created those games, you know what I'm saying? And my grandfather was just about making that money, you feel what I'm saying? Taking care of his family, taking care of my uncles, my mom, rest in peace, of my auntie. Every day he was looking for a way, and he'd tell you that he was a kind man himself. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, if you get a chance, go on Amazon. It's called Telling It All by Alabama Fats. You know what I mean? It was told to Stephen Levy, which is the author. You know, but yeah, you gotta cop this book. Very good book. Love it. You know, I had to get me a few more copies. So you will be seeing me posted on my social media page, which is Anthony Carter on Facebook. Instagram is ACARTERDA1, number one. And the Night Shift Podcast Group. You will be seeing me post that book. You will also be seeing me post Lukewarm, I believe. And also, I Don't Look Like What I've Been Through by Angela Marie Holmes Poole. As I talked to y'all about that last week into my The Night Shift podcast. So I will be posting those books up. Give me a couple of days. Might have it up by the end of tomorrow. Just check out the social media pages, you know. So let's get to it. I do is especially if you sweating on my heart. You know what I mean? You got kids, especially they becoming teenagers, and you try to figure out why do they do the stuff that they do, right? Why is it so hard for you to take out the trash or to do your chores or listen to my instructions, you know? And that's the same thing I'm pretty sure that our parents were saying about us as we was coming up, you know what I mean? And my dad always told me that what you doing to me, it's going to come back to you 10 times worse. And, you know, I see it. I see it today because this is a whole new world that they coming up in as opposed to how I came up or how everybody else came up. You know, we had more of the outside life. You feel what I'm saying? If we didn't do what we was told, you feel what I'm saying? There was a consequence, right? And we couldn't go outside. We'd be hurt about that. You tell these kids today they can't go outside, they'd be like, fine. You know what I mean? In so many ways. They got them gadgets. But it'd be the smallest things that'd get them as opposed to us. You know, you take them gadgets away, it's like you took their life away. And, yeah, man, times have changed. Technology for us was being outside, bonding with your friends, your homeboys, your homegirls, going to the park, shooting some hoops, you know what I mean? Going over each other's house, playing cards, you feel what I'm saying? Playing tag, talking ish towards one another, ding dong ditch, you know, kid stuff, man. Going outside to play some football, basketball. Oh my goodness. Today is like we Wi-Fi'd up. You feel what I'm saying? We got the kids got phones, Wi-Fi, tablet, game systems, stuff like that. It's like for some kids it'd be, you know, some parents that I deal with sometimes they tell me that it'd be hard to pull them away from that system. And I'll be like, look, sometimes you have to, because after a while, you know, the system, and just by them staring at the screen all day, it tends to, you know, mess with their eyesight, get them headaches and stuff like that. So my suggestion is get them a break, you know what I mean? Had them do something else, interact with them, get them a break from that. You know, let them get some outside air, let them breathe. I know due to COVID-19, you feel what I'm saying, they can't really, well, some parks you can still go to. Let's just keep it out there. Some parks you still can go play with. You know, you got to practice your social distancing, but it's still cool because they can still go outside and breathe, get some air. Just, you know, you just got to be safe at what you do. You feel what I'm saying? You got to be safe at what you do, period. That's all. Be safe. Keep your six distance. You know what I mean? Wash your hands, hand sanitizer, all of the above when you out here in the public, you know, going shopping or hanging out at the beach or, you know, just doing you. Yeah, you got to live your life. You do. But be smart about what you do and how you live your life. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, let me get into my next segment right here, right now, which is the Paul TV show. The Paul TV show, which was founded by Paul Moss and about a year or two ago, I came along as the co-host. You feel what I'm saying? And it was quite interesting because I was watching how he was just dropping heavy content left and right every day. He was talking about relationships, you know what I mean? Situationships, you know, jobs and things as for black people and all types of other races as well that was incorporated into his conversations. And I like what he had going on. You feel what I'm saying? And me and him talked, reached out, you know what I mean? And he liked what I had going on. And we just been working from there, you know what I mean? And we still building the empire. We still going strong each and every day. You feel what I'm saying? And we've been going strong for about a couple of years now. There's going to be a lot of new things going on with the Paul TV show real soon, you know. He got his studio that he's working on right now in D.C. You feel what I'm saying? He's building that, so that's under construction. Paul TV clothing is coming real soon, so be on the lookout for that. You feel what I'm saying? And I wish he was on here right now because he could tell you a whole lot of other things, man. But, ladies and gentlemen, but yeah, the Paul TV show is Monday through Friday. You have to tune in. He has Paul TV AM, Paul TV Out and About, you feel what I'm saying? Paul TV Weekend, Paul TV Sports, Paul TV Everywhere, you know what I mean? Also the Paul TV Rush Hour. Now his work schedule it's been crazy, so between that going on and my work schedule, it be heavy. And I think that he's on the night shift right now. So if you're listening to me, Paul, man, big ups to you. Shout out to Paul Mall. Shout out to the family. Shout out to his family. Shout out to my family as well. Shout out to my audience that's really been supportive with me on the night shift podcast. I appreciate y'all. But you guys can also click on the Anchor link or the Spotify link, and you guys can. And if you find it in your heart to support the podcast, they have a payment contribution, 99 cents, $4.99, $9.99. You know what I mean? Do what you can to support the podcast that is coming forth with new content, you know what I mean? A lot of things is just about to shake up, yeah. So to be a part of that and to keep supporting me and for me to keep bringing the hottest news, the hottest topics, the hottest authors, please support the podcast if you can. If you can find it in your will to support with just 1 cent. You feel what I'm saying? That'll manifest and it'll all come back tenfold. I promise y'all that I will continue to drop content, to drop heavy topics, to talk about relationships, to talk about these kids, teens, whatever it is that I feel that's in my spirit that needs to come across, I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. You feel what I'm saying? So that's all good, and that's all fine and dandy. So let me get into the next segment, which is the push-off. Yes, the push-off. What I mean by the push-off, you're going to have a lot of people trying to deteriorate you, trying to take you down, try to talk bad about you. You feel what I'm saying? Try to hurt you. That's all part of becoming successful, to being a winner. And you got to be ready for that. You got to accept that. You know what I mean? Because if you don't have that tough skin and you can't accept that, then that may not be your lane. You feel what I'm saying? That may not be the way that you want to go, because in life, you're going to have people talk about you. You're going to have the supporters. You're going to have the non-supporters. You know, at the end of the day, just focus on the ones that focus on you. Focus on the supporters. Can't really worry about the non-supporters. That's cool. Do you. They're going to do that. Hey, if anything, that's going to boost you up. That's going to keep you going. And I'm cool with that. You feel what I'm saying? And it took me a while to really learn that. But throughout life, I developed tough skin. I developed stability, focus, and balance. Remember that. Stability, focus, and balance. Because you can't let nobody knock you off your square. They're going to try to. You got to remain stable at all times. You got to also keep that tunnel vision into that light into that, to the light. You feel what I'm saying? Your goals, your everything. You know, you see what I'm doing. I'm pushing each and every day, to be better. And I don't quit. You feel what I'm saying? I move. So I don't know who I'm talking to tonight on this podcast, but it was on my heart to put it out there. So whoever you are that's listening, may the Lord, may Allah be with you, straight up. And a lot of things that I say to you guys, I said for reassurance within myself. You feel what I'm saying? To keep me restored, to keep me leveled, to keep me square. You know, so a lot of heavy things is starting to manifest. Like I said, I appreciate y'all tuning in. You know, I know that y'all could be doing a lot more other things right now, but at least y'all taking out the time to listen to my words, because I always believe that my words are very essential, because my words are very helpful, enlightening, you know, inspiring. Just the words and the way that I put things together. You feel what I'm saying? It's just straight natural. You know what I mean? Straight focus. Straight night vision. Because I see what I'm after. You feel what I'm saying? You know how I get dark at night, and it's hard for you to see. You need that flashlight. Well, I gotta go heavier than that. You know, I need night vision goggles. Because pitch black ain't gonna stop nothing, Jack. I'm letting you know that right now. I'm coming for it. I'm going after it. I'm getting to it. I'm pushing through it. And nothing is going to stop me from getting to where I'm trying to get to. And like I always say it is, if I ain't got, I'm going to get. You feel what I'm saying? I got that mentality, but I'm going to do it in the right way, in a positive manner. You know what I mean? Focus, strong. You know what I mean? Using the wisdom, the knowledge, seeking out for help. And that's what we got to do as people, seeking out for wisdom, seek out for knowledge, seek out. It's okay, because you don't know everything. You know what I mean? So you got to get out here. You got to ask questions. You got to do your research. You got to study. You got to get heavy with it, and you know, just gotta go. You gotta get it and go. You know what you waiting on? You know, I've been doing that for too long, and I felt that it was just time for me to go after it and do what I gotta do. So yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do, and instill that in your kids. Instill it in yourself first, but instill that in your kids. Teach them how to be striving and thriving, and at the same time hold them accountable. Teach them how to hold themselves accountable, because accountability is big, and a lot of that does not be talked about today. But you have to, because if you don't start instilling that in your kids now, when they get older, they're gonna want to put the blame on everybody else but looking at themselves. You feel what I'm saying? All the above when it comes to that. So you have to teach accountability, focus, mental focus. Not so much physical, but the mental. Because if you ain't got that mental mindset right, then at the same time, how you expect everything else to go right, and you ain't got your mental right? You ain't got that upstairs clear. You ain't got that vision to want to do right, because your mental is clogged up with toxic, negative thoughts. You feel what I'm saying? So got to clean that up upstairs. You got to remain focused. So on that note, I'm going to leave y'all with this. I appreciate y'all tuning in into the Night Shift Podcast. That's right. I appreciate y'all tuning in to the Night Shift Podcast. I love y'all. God bless. Worthy to be praised. I love y'all. I will be getting back at y'all next Sunday. I promise. One love. Peace out. And oh yeah, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Available on all platforms on the Night Shift Podcast. I'm out, y'all. Peace.